From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. There is heavy fighting between rival factions in South Sudan's capital Monday. The fifth day of violence began just hours after the UN Security Council called on the leaders of each group to control their armed forces and warned the attacks on civilians and UN facilities may constitute war crimes. President Salva Kiir joined Vice President and former rebel leader Riek Machar in issuing an appeal for calm.
There is nothing to be done about it, but we have to continue finding a solution to it. And I will still, although everybody will be resting tomorrow, I will still call my colleagues tomorrow so that we sit and finish what we did not complete before.
The two fought each other in a two-year civil war that erupted after the president fired Machar in 2013. The recent fighting broke out Thursday and is believed to have left nearly 300 dead, including a Chinese UN peacekeeper. The United States is relatively quiet Monday after a weekend of protests sparked by the shooting deaths of two African-American men by police in Louisiana and Minnesota. The U.S. is also trying to cope with the killing of five police officers in Dallas, Texas, by a lone gunman who was killed. Mike Rollins, the city's mayor, appeared on NBC television Sunday.
Can we, in a moment of crisis when officers are fallen, forgive? Can we disagree without demonizing? Can we see a better narrative as opposed to just absurdity, that there is redemption as we build this great city? I believe we can, and I believe we will.
The Dallas police chief said on U.S. TV Sunday the slain gunman told negotiators he wanted to kill white people, especially white officers. President Obama will visit Dallas on Tuesday. This is VOA News. North Korea warned Monday it will take a physical response to the decision by the United States and South Korea to deploy sophisticated anti-missile defense system as Pyongyang continues banned missile tests. The move also drew a swift and sharp protest from China. The so-called THAAD system is expected to be operational next year. President Obama is back in Washington a day after meeting with Spain's King Felipe as he praised America's relationship with Madrid as a bond of friendship with shared economic and security interests.
Not only are we allies, but we are also two countries that share values and ideals of freedom, rule of law, the respect for the dignity of all people. And it is for that reason that we find ourselves working together not only in our bilateral relationship, but across a spectrum of global issues.
The president also addressed Spanish and U.S. troops promising cooperation against the fight against terrorist networks. It was his first official visit to Spain. He traveled to Spain after attending the NATO summit in Warsaw. Britain's Chancellor George Osborne is in New York urging investors to keep faith with Britain's despite the uncertainty created by the result of last month's referendum to leave the European Union. Osborne is expected to visit Singapore and China. Meanwhile, British Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn faces a new challenge for leadership from the parliamentarian Angela Eagle over his handling of the EU referendum.
If somebody who's leading the Labour Party in Parliament is struggling with the support of only 20% of the MPs he's meant to lead, I think that's part of the problem that we're struggling with here.
Corbyn has refused to step down despite mass resignation by party officials and a no-confidence motion. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is claiming victory as his ruling Liberal Democratic coalition won a landslide decision on Sunday in the upper house of parliamentary elections, taking more than one half of the seats. Analysts say he may now have the votes to push through the changes in the country's post-war pacifist constitution. And the sun-powered Solar Impulse 2 has left Spain for Egypt as it approaches the end of its unprecedented round-the-world trip. It is expected to land in Cairo on Wednesday. For details on these stories and more news, log on to voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.